Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what do you say? Every day that ends in Y is my day. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Could you do me a favor? Rate, subscribe to this show on iTunes. It would help a ton. Really, what it does is help amazing people like you find the podcast. So if you haven't left a rating for the Every Day Saturday podcast, please go do it. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you download your favorite podcast from. Hey, following up on yesterday's podcast, the Ambassador of Influence, and my interview with my buddy Mark Yuzik. Mark and I are hosting an event in Vegas. I'm going to be there both days, March 14th and 15th, presenting, teaching about the art of really getting your message out there. Yep, we're going to dive into podcasting if you want to kind of know how I do all of this. I'm going to be recording from Vegas. I'll show you how I do it. I'll show you the little Shure MV88 microphone. I'll show you how it plugs into my iPhone. Show you how I upload it and wow, all the magical downloads that happen. I'll show you my monetization funnel, how I get people from the podcast to just connect with me. Let's have a conversation, you know, get them to my calendar at launchwithsam.com. I try to do that. And as I said yesterday, if you don't have the appetite to just serve people first and not looking at people with dollar signs on their forehead, you really shouldn't be in this business. Because as Mark and I were talking last night on that interview, is, you know, you want to be a speaker, you want to make money, an influencer, whatever you want to call it. You got to serve, man. You know, it's funny. I was saying that when Mark and I were chatting last night on the podcast, we were talking and I didn't realize this. Mark just set up the whole event in Vegas for me. He's like, hey, we were in Orlando. Where were we? In Orlando? Dallas in December. He was in Dallas and we just happened to connect. We see each other all the time on the circuit. And we just had a chat. He goes, you know, man, every time I see you speak, you're like the most dynamic dude on stage. Why don't you do your own live events? And I talk like a lot of people. I'm like, well, it's the pain of putting the thing on. It's like, I don't want to put out 10 grand for the room, the food, all the AV, and then, you know, planning. Live events aren't easy. I have a ton of respect for people who do live events because there's so many moving parts and you got to make sure that everybody has, you know, their hotel information and you got to make sure everybody understands what, you know, what's going on and blah, 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 blah. And it's a big commitment for me to leave my family for 3 or 4 days behind. I got 4 kids, 1 in college, 2 in high school, 1 in preschool, special needs, a lot going on. So to leave my family for 4 days is a big deal. But he's like, hey, if I just let me do all the work, put everything together and you come speak. I'm like, okay. He did. Showed me, signed the agreement with the hotel. Booked everything. He's like, all right, man, you're good to go. I'm like, wow, we don't have anything written between he and I. We don't even have a handshake deal, just texting. All right, he's just like, all right, man, you're good to go. That's the benefit of attracting quality people into your life. And I think Mark, as he said last night, would say the same thing about me. He's like, man, I don't even care about any, you know, making any money or anything. You're just a guy that's got a lot of integrity, which in this business is hard to find. You got to get the message out. I'm like, all right, man, I really appreciate that. So after I finished up the interview, I was reflecting back on all the amazing people that I speak to every single day, whether they book the power call and get on my calendar. By the way, you can do that. Just go to launchwithsam.com, book your power call. We'll get on the phone and I'll help you out. I mean, I promise you 25 of the 30 minutes we're on the phone is going to be me helping you. And then the last 5 is going to be me trying to get you to move and take action and get uncomfortable and work together one-on-one. So go to launchwithsam.com. And book your call. Now, Mark was talking about, I thought he brought up a really good point. And he said, you got to be just ready to speak. You got to have this passion. You got to just go speak for free anywhere and everywhere. And especially in that industry of being a professional speaker, I know so many people that want to do that. So many people want to write a book. And it all goes back to just wanting to get this message out. But the worst thing and the the number one worst question you can ask right out of the gate is, how quickly can I get an ROI? How quickly can I start making money on this? That's a deal killer. For anybody that knows anything about entrepreneurship, any coach, any consultant, anybody with any business acumen whatsoever is going to tell you, deal killer. You're done right out of the gate because you're focused on the thing that everybody else is focused on. And if it's always going to come back to money, how much money can I make? Don't get started because you're in it for the wrong reason. You're not in it to help people. You're in it to help yourself. And most of the time, that means you're in it to take the least path of resistance. And your mind is not trained to add value first and be compensated second. Your mind is trained to be like an employee. When you go in, you punch the clock. I literally used to punch a time card in a clock. You know, back in the day when I had a job, even before my corporate days, and that would signify you're on the clock. When I was a bartender, go in, punch the clock. Yeah, I was a bartender. Shocker, right? Boy, that was a great job. 22 years old in Buffalo, New York, and I had the only thing I had to worry about was my Nintendo baseball game, and this was the summer of 1990, and I just wanted to make sure that I was really crushing it in Nintendo baseball. God, what a loser. But the bartender game was really sweet. But I was punching a clock. I'd walk in, punch in. I'd be done at 4 in the morning. Bars close in Buffalo at 4 in the morning, which is crazy, by the way. And I would punch out, and that was it. And I mean, symbolically, even though you may not do that in a corporate job, you're doing it. Hey, boss, I'm here. Good morning. Good morning, boss. How you doing? You always used to peek your head in. Hey, how you doing, Mike? Good to see you. Good to see you. Have a great day. Yeah, you too. And until you become an entrepreneur, you put all that stuff on the back burner and you go out and add a ton of value based on your intellectual property. And it doesn't matter if you're 19 years old, 29, 59, everybody has experience. Hey, look, how many 16-year-olds you know that are millionaires? It's not like a unicorn anymore. Just Google it. Teenage millionaires. These are people that are building apps or building websites. They're not out there giving advice because nobody's going to listen to a 16-year-old. Unless you're 16, then you're going to listen to a 16-year-old because they what? They get you. Would you take advice from a 16-year-old? If you're 55 years old, would you take advice from a 16-year-old? Hell no. If you're 16, would you take advice from a 55-year-old about how to navigate your adolescent years and Instagram and social media? Hell no, you wouldn't do that. So, you know, be very careful who you're judging out there and what sphere, because there's a whole different language being spoken depending on which generation you're in. And all you got to do, and I hate this phrase, and I'll only use it in context in a very narrow scope, but stay in your lane. I hate that phrase. But I'm saying it now because it's appropriate to you not getting distracted about everything else that's going on and all those negative thoughts in your mind and all these different things you think you can't do and who won't listen to you. You're losing sight of the actual lane you're in and the market that you're serving. You know, this podcast serves a very narrow, specific, albeit big, market of individuals who think going to work 5 days a week just to get 2 days off and losing all of that time, retiring at age 65 just so you can die in the next 13 years, if you're even lucky to live that long. And it's a very narrow scope who this podcast serves. I'm searching for people that want to be ambassadors of influence, people who want to get out there. And yes, you will monetize your message. Everybody I know who stays in the game long enough ends up monetizing their message. The emails I receive from students who started with me 5 years ago, who are now on stages all around the world, or they're doing hundreds and thousands of dollars selling their information products online, I could be more proud, man. And I take zero credit for that. They get all the credit for staying in the game and just pulverizing that enemy inner voice that always says, who do you think you are? You can't do this. And you know, Mark hit it on the nose last night. You know, procrastination. I mean, people put off knowing what they should do today. They'll put it off because of the pain that they associate with simply getting started and all the mental anguish and all these, you know, mental gymnastics that they flip around in their mind, all these crazy made up stories about what they can't do and who they used to be and all these things. I'm here to tell you, man, if most people had the thoughts. Let me flip it back. I posted this in our Facebook group last night. Free group, by the way. Join my Facebook group. It's free. Sam Crowley's group of doers, dreamers, entrepreneurs. But if the oak tree had the mindset of most people out there, it would grow to only be 10 feet tall. I mean, that's it. You know, because most people grow a little bit and they stop because it gets difficult. The winds come in, the snow comes in, you know, the bad weather, the storms. You can survive any storm. If you just stay in the game long enough, the season's going to change. But most people are going to give up because that inner voice and they get all this baggage. Look, I'm with you. I got both hands in the air, man. I used to have that crap going on in my mind. But I surrounded myself with people who I was either going to meet them at their level, which was higher than mine, or I was going to try to have them come down and meet me at my level. And let me tell you, they gave no energy to meet me down at my level. So I had to raise my game up just to hang around them, just to have a conversation with them, just to have a phone call with them. That's why some of the phone calls I book last about 2 minutes, because I'm very polite, but I say, I can't help you. What do you mean? I can't help you. You're so negative out of the gate, and you're telling me all the money that you don't have and everybody that's against you, and you've been a victim, and your boss, every boss you've had for the last five bosses has been negative and beat. That's just such a victim mentality. Life isn't fair. You're never going to get ahead. You're just never going to achieve anything if you keep blaming everybody else for where you are. And it is so damn powerful to own where you are and to not give that energy away. Look, people are going to treat you wrong your entire life. Are you going to let that deter you from going for your dream? You're going to let that stop you from having success? You're going to let imagine your epitaph being, you know, your name, dreams stunted because of everybody that did them wrong. I mean, come on, man. That's no way to go through life. So here's my challenge today. Get the mindset straight. Well, first of all, get to Vegas. Go to samcrowley.live. Buy your ticket. You know, I'm not here to sell tickets to make money. It's $497 and you can bring a guest. So it's like $250 for 2 days of just in a room of a very small room of people where you're going to get every question answered. And I'm going to literally show you how I built this thing from the ground up for you to take it and just model it, you know. So get to Vegas. Go to samcrowley.live. If you want to get to where you want to go faster, just get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. But here's the one thing you got to get is going. Where are you going to get? You're going to get going. Let's go. You ready? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.